Welcome to Get a Life Podcast with Kristen
and Steve.
Together, we are certified life and business coaches and consultants. Join us as we give you practical steps to realistic subjects based on our experiences that are attainable and you can apply to your life today to start seeing results.
We will talk about subjects such as time management, organizing your day, your purpose, getting beyond your past, and many other topics.
We want to help you take the next step. We will use our experiences and life journey to help you shorten yours. So grab a cup of coffee, put your earbuds in at your desk, or go for a run, and let's get a life together. Welcome to Get a Life Podcast. This is Kristen.
This is Steve.
And we are on episode 23.
Correct.
And the title today is...
Being Persistent.
Being Persistent.
So I believe this ties in with the last part podcast, New Year, New You.
Right.
Where we talked about having a revolution rather than a resolution. So if you didn't listen to that, go back and listen to that one. Not necessarily before this one, but it'll help. So we want to kind of keep in that same vein, that same subject as far as being determined to see change this year. And not just this year, but
like life.
This becomes a lifestyle.
Right, right.
So I want to start out with talking about where there is resistance, there must be persistence. Hmm. There has to be both. Life is full of resistance.
Yes, it sure
full
is.
Of it, for various reasons. Various reasons. But life is full of resistance. Especially when you're determined and you make a plan to do something, resistance seems to show its face even more in life. We have to have a determination to be persistent and push through resistance. Mm-hmm. Especially when we know we have to. There's those moments when we know we've got to push through this. Now, resistance isn't always a bad thing. It's not all negative. We take that on as resistance is a negative thing. But resistance makes us stronger and better. People that exercise.
Yeah.
There's a resistance. If you're lifting weights, that weight is pushing back on you. It's resisting.
Right.
You've got to persist and push against it. If you're a runner, if you run, you have to, the wind blowing against you produces a resistance where you've got to push against it. There's a force pushing against you.
And it makes you stronger.
And it makes you stronger.
Yes. Yeah.
And you notice it because as you persist, okay, now I can lift more weight. Now I can run further.
Correct.
And I'm not as, you know, out of breath or whatever. Resistance isn't always a negative. There's positive to it. Resistance can, though, present challenges that cause us to create solutions. So resistance isn't negative in that way either. Resistance can be positive because if you get resistance, it causes you to think outside the box and create a solution to get around that.
Well, it makes your mind stronger because you have to work around
it. You're working around that. Maybe you're running
a business. It's not always fun, though.
No, it's not.
No, we're not.
It's not fun.
No,
not necessarily.
I mean, lifting tons of weights doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun to me either.
Some people enjoy it.
I know. You know, our daughter loves it. I don't know.
Running isn't fun either.
No. But
I never did like running. And I was into sports, but I didn't like running.
Right.
Maybe you're operating a business. You're trying to advance your career, but things keep coming up, creating a resistance. Somebody that has a determination who is persistent will develop ways to push against the resistance and figure out how to be successful in the face of resistance. Okay, this is coming up. It seems to be stopping me. How can I persist and get around that?
And I've always heard this statement too. You know, if there's resistance, that means you are headed in the right direction.
Yes.
I mean, I can't give you any guarantee that that's true, but it seems to be a lot
it
of
seems
in
to
life.
Prove itself.
It does.
Yeah.
Like if you really are going the right direction, there's going to be some resistance.
I would dare say that pretty much every invention out there
was a
result of a resistance.
Mm-hmm.
There was a resistance somewhere and somebody said, I got to figure out how to make this
work
better. I got to figure out how to get around this.
Right.
There was something pushing back and they created something to make something easier or better or more efficient or whatever that is. I'm sure you as a baker, I'm sure have come up with ways of doing things because you faced resistance and you've probably had things and different methods that you do things a certain way to kind of push back against that resistance and make it easy. You had to persist and say, I'm not going to let this fail on me.
Correct.
I'm going to figure out how to be more efficient, how to make this work. Yep. So resistance isn't a bad thing because it probably created some habits in your baking that you're like, I'm going to do that. That worked great. That's what I'm going to do from now on.
Right.
Every time.
Right. So you don't end up having the issue anymore because you figured out because of resistance. I now don't even have to worry about that because now I had to stop it.
So don't always look at resistance as a negative.
Right.
You can take that on as a challenge on how do I push beyond that?
Right.
How do I be persistent and get beyond that?
Right.
And you might find yourself finding a new way of doing something that's better than ever before.
Right.
Resistance can point you in a different direction. Sometimes that can happen too. It can be a sign that you need to do something different.
Okay. So either it's a sign to do something different or it's a sign that you're doing the right thing.
Right. One or the other. But either way, resistance kind of is a wall. It stops you.
Right.
It's a sign that, okay, I need to do something different to get around this. Sometimes a constant resistance may be a way of telling us it's time to give this up and do something new. That can be.
Right. It's resistance hard. You've got to figure out which one it is.
Yeah. And we'll get there in a few minutes, but there's a knowing when it's your own life.
Yeah.
You kind of know that you know when there's resistance. Now is the time to push through, or there's resistance. And I've been thinking it's been time to give this up. So I think it's time to give this up and try something different.
Yeah.
And move on, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And I don't want to confuse that by that. I don't want you to sit here and think, well, do I give it up or do it? You'll know that
we'll give you some signs.
Right. You'll know when you need to persist through something and when it's time to just hold back on it. I want to stress, and I almost didn't mention that part of it because I didn't want to confuse anybody I had that in my notes.
Okay.
But I almost didn't want to mention it because I didn't want to confuse anybody So am I supposed to just give this up and walk away from it? I'm going to push through, but I want to stress the fact that you will know. It's your life. You know what you're passionate about.
Yeah.
And again, if you're getting resistance to the point that you feel like you need to walk, it's kind of a sign that I need to walk away from something that's already been in your mind.
Yeah.
You've already been thinking about it. You've already been looking for some sort of confirmation.
I was going to say a confirmation.
That I need to walk away from this.
Yeah. It's kind of true. As much as I loved my baking, it really was affecting me physically, like my physical body,
right.
Because of how I, you stand.
The stress.
It was really affecting like my neck and causing a lot of vertigo. So it was kind of in the back of my mind that this isn't really working well. That's a lot of resistance because I had to fight through just trying to, decorate a cake.
Right.
That's a resistance. But then when I went to my chiropractor and she mentioned that's not probably going to be the best thing for me to continue doing.
Right.
She kind of confirmed for me what I already was thinking in my mind, even though there was lots of resistance because I had to try to get the cake without being dizzy.
Right.
But then you're like, okay, but that can't be right either.
Right. That was a resistance. That was a sign. Okay.
Right. So she confirmed for me what I already kind of knew in my heart.
Right.
So that's kind of,
Versus if you were doing that and like, I love doing this and I know this is just stop me from getting to my next step. I want to get to the next, I want to open a store. I
want
this.
Well, I did want all that, but my body just would not let me do that.
Right. But you had other signs that were saying, that's not going to work.
Right. Right.
So that's when I say you know.
Yeah. I mean, it was very disappointing for me because those were the things I wanted. I do love doing cakes and I did want my own place, but my physical body would not,
it just wouldn't let me do it. Right. So then it pointed us to doing this,
what we're doing
right now.
Right.
Be persistent. So the main focus of this episode is being persistent and pushing through resistance. As you create that New Year's revolution, not resolution, revolution, it will require persistence. So by definition, persisting, especially in spite of opposition, obstacles, and discouragement. One short definition I found that I liked about persistence is constantly repeated. That's being persistent, constantly repeating over and over and over.
Just keep going. Well, that's
Go ahead.
I was going to say that's basically like resistance at the same time.
Right. Well, because resistance will keep pushing back. So being persistent causes you to have to
keep going,
to push back as well. Sometimes being persistent, pushing back against the resistance, means doing something different, but sometimes it means constantly repeating what you're doing. A baseball player who's in a slump and he's not hitting well doesn't stop going up to bat.
No, he keeps going.
He may change a few things.
Yeah.
He may tweak a few things. He may do something a little different, how he holds the bat, how he stands, but he's persistent about going to bat. He constantly repeats it because he knows if he's persistent, eventually he's going to hit the ball and get on base. It's going to happen. Sometimes being persistent is walking away from something and coming back to it.
We've talked about that.
For a period of time. Might be a long time, might be a short period. I remember in college, I had an assignment, a certain task. I went to school
for construction,
and I was struggling to complete this task. And the instructor said, Steve, walk away from it and try it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I tried it several times, and I came in the next day, and first try, I got it right.
Yeah, we talked about this with my cakes and stuff.
But I didn't give up. I kept trying, but I had to take a little break.
Yes, because we can come back and maybe look at it a little differently after our brain is done saying, you know, why isn't this working or whatever.
Sometimes you don't even know. It's like, I did the same thing today as I did yesterday. Now it's working.
Who knows
why. Whatever.
But it's okay to walk away for a few minutes.
Being persistent means keeping at it.
Yeah.
Tweak some things. Adjust them. Don't be so stubborn that, I'm going to keep doing this. I'm not going to do it any different. Well, no. That doesn't mean you don't change anything.
Right.
You keep going at it, and you tweak as you go, and you adjust as you go. But keep grinding. Keep pushing. That's the key.
Yep.
You're one swing away from a base hit. You're one swing away from getting on bat. You're one connection away from a business deal that sends your business into major success.
I mean, because isn't it better to just keep moving forward, keep pushing, other than just sit down and do nothing?
And that persistence is what
gets you to where you
people. Right. And people notice that.
Yeah.
That persistence. It can be that one connection away from a promotion, that one connection away from somebody saying, that business that guy's got, you've got to connect with him.
Yeah.
And it throws your business into this whole different category of success. But being persistent in the face of resistance is important. I believe it's important for this year, as you step into this year, to make it not just a 2023 thing. Start it this year, but make it a lifestyle.
Yeah, make it a life thing.
That when resistance comes, I'm going to evaluate. Maybe this is telling me it's time to give this up, to try something different.
Try something new.
And I've already been thinking that. I've already been, it's already been in my mind. Or
yeah, because maybe something we say today is going to be a confirmation for you to keep moving.
And don't view, as a recap, don't view resistance as always a negative. What is this doing to make me stronger? What is this doing to make me better at this? What is it doing to actually going to make my business better or my life better? Whatever.
Right.
Be persistent in the face of resistance.
Yes, that's good.
It's vital to your New Year's revolution. Mm-hmm. It's vital to all of your success. Refuse to give in. Know when you aren't supposed to. Be stubborn.
Yeah, I think that.
Be hard-headed.
Tenacious is a word.
Be tenacious and just keep pushing through. Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Thanks for listening to today's podcast.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Our goal is that you have some practical steps that you can implement today at getting a life. Don't forget to come back next week as we continue to talk about the subjects that will help you reach your life goals. If you want more information about what we do, you can reach us at skyoungconsulting@gmail.com. That's S as in Steve, K as in Kristen, Young, Y-O-U-N-G, consulting@gmail.com. Or our Facebook page, SK Young Consulting. And please share our podcast with your friends. See you next time. And remember, you control your day. Don't let your day control you.